Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
What is it about orchids in our desert state that excites me so? Perhaps it's finding them so far removed from their usual tropical biome, or their uncommon beauty. I was surprised to discover that Utah has at least 16 native species of orchids. Most occur in moist, higher elevations, but a few are found in our valley bottoms. I rejoice at spotting the first white bog orchid or striped coral root as I hike mountain trails. In the Uintas, you may find the gorgeous Calypso orchid, also called lady slipper, perhaps my favorite. Now the late season rattlesnake plantain is in full bloom. I was also amazed to find that orchid diversity is second only to the sunflower family, with over 28,000 species of orchids found on all continents except the Antarctic. Last evening, I joined 8 others with the Bear River Land Conservancy near Minden to survey a wet meadow for the late-blooming Ute lady's tresses, a fragile beauty placed on the EPA threatened species list in 1992. Shrinking habitat, limited reproduction, overcollection, competition from exotic weeds and herbicides are the main threats. Other threats include impacts from recreation, production, grazing by cattle or horses, hydrology alteration, herbivore by native wildlife, especially meadow voles, reduction in the number and diversity of insect pollinators, drought, and conflicting management with other rare species. Regarding reproduction, their minute seeds contain little stored food to sustain embryos and are probably short-lived in the soil. Recent attempts to germinate them took up to 1.5 years. It is hypothesized that germinated seedlings must quickly establish a symbiotic relationship with mycorrhizal soil fungi in order to survive. The absence or rarity of appropriate fungal symbionts in the soil may be a major factor limiting the establishment of new lady's tresses. On a more positive note, under favorable conditions, they have extreme longevity, living beyond 50 years. Bees are their primary pollinators, particularly solitary bees in the genus Anthophora, bumblebees, and occasionally non-native honeybees. Long-term monitoring studies indicate that the relative abundance and composition of the available bee fauna varies from year to year, which may impact overall fruit production rates for the lady's tresses. Cultural significance is vast. It is the national flower for many countries and cities. Further, they are often found in art and literature. I personally enjoyed reading The Orchid Thief by Susan Orlean. Visit the Orchid Society and Utah Plant Society websites for further information and plan to join them for their frequent outings. This is Jack Green writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.